Meta shuts down feature allowing strangers to use your Instagram pictures in AI image generator. By Lucas Nolan on July 13, 2026. Mark Zuckerberg's Meta has removed a newly launched AI image generation tool from Instagram just days after its introduction, responding to widespread criticism over privacy and copyright issues. The feature allowed strangers to use images posted by unsuspecting users to create AI-generated pictures, leading to widespread criticism of the social media giant. The Hill reports that Mark Zuckerberg's Meta discontinued its Muse Image AI model on Instagram over the weekend after the feature sparked immediate public backlash. The company had unveiled the tool on Tuesday as a creative partner designed to help users generate AI-powered photos for their social media profiles. The controversy erupted when users discovered they had been automatically enrolled in the new feature without explicit consent. Critics raised concerns about privacy violations and potential copyright infringement, leading to swift condemnation from advocacy groups and labor organizations. Breitbart News published an explainer on disabling the AI's access to pictures posted by our readers and their loved ones as soon as the automatic opt-in was revealed. In a statement addressing the removal, Meta acknowledged the misstep. Our intent was to provide a useful creative tool and to give people control over whether their public content could be referenced in this way, the company said. We've heard the feedback that this feature missed the mark, so it's no longer available. The decision specifically targets the Instagram implementation of Muse Image, while the AI model remains available on other Meta platforms including WhatsApp and the Meta AI app. The selective removal suggests the company is taking a more cautious approach to rolling out AI features across its various properties. SAG-AFTRA, the labor union representing performers and broadcasters, was among the first major organizations to condemn the feature. The union labeled the new model as unacceptable and promptly shared instructions on social media to help users disable the automatic settings. With the dangers of non-consensual digital replicas well known to all, a feature that encouraged that behavior is unwise, the union stated on Friday. We appreciate its discontinuance. It is the responsible thing to do. The union's concerns centered on the potential for the technology to create digital replicas of individuals without their permission, an issue that has become increasingly relevant as AI capabilities advance. The automatic opt-in feature particularly alarmed advocates who worry about the implications for personal privacy and image rights. Public Citizen, a consumer advocacy organization, also praised Meta's decision to withdraw what they described as an invasive feature. In a social media statement posted Saturday, the watchdog group framed the outcome as a victory for user rights. Big tech wanted to strip away our right to privacy. But the people spoke up, and we won, the group declared. This latest controversy adds to Meta's growing list of challenges with AI-powered features. The company faced similar criticism last fall over its AI video generator Sora. That application was ultimately shut down in March after users complained about copyright concerns and the potential for the technology to facilitate the creation of non-consensual images. The constant tug of war between AI and privacy is just one factor in the complex relationship between Americans and emerging AI technologies. Breitbart News social media director Wynton Hall has written his instant bestseller Code Red. The left, the right, China, and the race to control AI to serve as the definitive guide on how the mega movement can create positions on AI that benefit humanity without handing control of our nation to the leftists of Silicon Valley or allowing the Chinese to take over the world. Read more at The Hill here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of AI, free speech, and online censorship.